From ABC News, I'm Tom Martin. Formal charges this morning in Washington against the Colorado man tackled in front of the White House yesterday after spraying the nation's first home with assault weapon fire. Martin Duran's charged with possessing a firearm as a convicted...
A convicted felon in possession of a firearm carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and a $5,000 fine.
Secret Service agent Dave Adams says Duran was jailed in the Army on a felony aggravated assault conviction. And with the White House now pockmarked with at least 8 bullet holes, there's a second charge.
Willful injury of U.S. government property, which carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine.
Yellow crime scene tape festoons the White House this Halloween weekend morning. Nobody was hurt in the shooting. On Duran's pickup truck, found parked nearby, a bumper sticker that says, "Those who beat their guns into plows will plow for those who don't." A candlelight vigil in Union, South Carolina last night for the boys missing since their mom's Mazda was carjacked Tuesday night. Reporter William Christopher was there.
The children's tune, "Yes, Jesus Loves Me," being played while church members walked single file out of the church following a prayer vigil held at the small Methodist church, the family church, which had been attended by three-year-old Michael Smith and his brother Alex. It was the first in a series of vigils spanning 24 hours held at churches all over this county. Reverend Mark Long.
We are perplexed because we don't know why things happen as they do, but we don't give up and quit.
As those showing their support walked out of the church, they carried lighted candles, signifying hope. William Christopher for ABC News, Union, South Carolina.
Police in Paris say hundreds of people drive on by, ignoring a two-year-old French boy who wandered for a mile along the side of a highway. A couple who did finally pick him up say the boy was just getting ready to try to cross the street. It took 11 months to build back in 1920. In Philadelphia, just moments ago, it took less than 10 seconds to demolish a huge Sears Roebuck building in the biggest controlled implosion ever. You're listening to ABC News.
If you wear contact lenses, we'd like you to meet 800-800-LENS customer Tim Tanani of Spokane, Washington.
You know, I think one of the main things about 800-800-LENS is that it's very, very convenient. All you have to do is pick up the phone. They were very nice on the phone. They handled all my questions very quickly. So I'm always looking to save a buck, and that's one of the reasons why I called them, because I saved 25%. It was a true 25% over the exact same contact lens. I've recommended 800-800-LENS to all my friends.
Whether you wear hard or soft lenses, disposables, gas permeables, or torics, replacing your contact lenses has never been easier. As long as your prescription is current, 800-800-LENS will keep you from seeing double and paying double. Call us at 1-800-800-LENS. That's 1-800-800-LENS.
Uncle Sam will roll up a sleeve to show off some muscle to Saddam Hussein. U.S. Embassy officials say American warplanes flying from the United States will bomb the Kuwaiti desert on Tuesday to show Iraq the global reach of American military power. Long-range B-1 and B-52 bombers to join more than 100 U.S. warplanes over Kuwait in the no-fly zone in southern Iraq. Well, Italy has its Leaning Tower of Pisa. Now Britain has the Leaning Clock Tower of London. That's right, Big Ben. The British Parliament's Big Ben clock tower is starting to show a slight tilt. British newspapers say tunneling work nearby is the cause. Engineers say the 135-year-old clock tower has already shifted about a tenth of an inch in just the past 2 weeks. New rules in downtown Carbondale, Illinois this morning. During the Halloween weekend, all bars are to close at 10 p.m., much to the rowdy chagrin of thousands of Southern Illinois University students last night. Police using mace to stop a stampede of about 2,000 students trying to move the parties from downtown Carbondale to campus. In years past, Carbondale has seen drunken brawls over the Halloween weekend. This is ABC News.
Hi, David Garner again, president of Connect Long Distance, with a challenge to all small business folks who spend $100 or more on long distance each month. Call us at 1-800-LONG-DISTANCE with your most recent phone bill. Based on your actual calls, we'll show you exactly how much money Connect will save you on each call. No ifs, ands, or buts. Just plain and simple savings of up to 20% off the big boys' basic rates every minute of every hour of every day. Put us to the test. Call us at 1-800-LONG-DISTANCE. 1-800-LONG-DISTANCE.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Tom Martin.